6158.
Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Thursday, June 1st. Currently, with mostly cloudy skies, it is 63 degrees. The humidity is 83%. The wind speed is south at 6 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.93, and the dew point is 57 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. The Ellis County Wheat Plot Field Day is happening tonight beginning at 6 p.m.
We just kind of start on one end, and I'll have the list of the varieties, and I usually have one of our agronomists or wheat specialists that really can kind of dive into the varieties and knows a lot about them.
That's Cottonwood Extension District Agent Stacy Campbell. There will be a complimentary meal and refreshments, all thanks to generous sponsors. It will be at the intersection of Golf Course Road and 180th Avenue. In case the weather doesn't cooperate, the event will relocate to the Agricultural Research Center's Hayes Auditorium. I'm J.P. Bazette.
The U.S. Census Bureau now has new data that shows where the highest population growth is in Kansas. Pottawatomie County had a 17.3% population increase between 2010 and 2020, going from 21,000 to 25,000. The largest population decrease was in Morton County, going from around 3,200 residents to just over 2,700. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Are you in the market for a new compact utility tractor, but worried about the cost? For a limited time, Prairie Land Partners is offering 0% interest for 72 months on select John Deere compact utility tractors. That's right, you can buy the tractor you need right now without worrying about high interest rates and take advantage of low monthly payments. Don't wait. Stop by or visit PrairieLandPartners.com. Offer ends June 30, 2023. Some restrictions apply. See PLP for details.
Prairie Land Partners.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? Would you notice the 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner? I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. The Kansas Office of Broadband Development is developing a comprehensive strategic plan to expand broadband infrastructure statewide and ensure every Kansan has access to reliable high-speed internet. To assist in this and provide accurate data for the plan, the department is calling on residents to participate in an important online speed test and survey. The data collected ultimately will help guide the allocation of state and federal resources to areas in need. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan said that by engaging directly with Kansans to learn about their broadband capacity, they aim to secure significant funding to connect underserved areas and establish Kansas as one of the best states in the nation for high-speed internet access. The speed test will measure internet speed, general location, and the IP address while maintaining the privacy of personal information. Participants will also be asked to complete an optional survey that provides vital insights into connectivity patterns, necessary training requirements, and affordability of internet services. While this is not the first initiative of its kind, it is undeniably significant, and greater participation from residents will allow more accurate results. Participants will be asked to take 5 to 7 tests at different times of the day or days of the week. To participate, residents should visit the official website of the initiative, broadbandks.com, where they can complete a quick and simple online speed test. And this test, which only takes a few minutes, will provide valuable data on internet connectivity throughout the state. The 2023 Wheat Quality Council's Hard Winter Wheat Tour across Kansas wrapped up on Thursday, May 18th, and during the 3 days of wheat scouting, tour participants traveled 6 routes from Manhattan to Colby to Wichita and back to Manhattan, and this year's tour hosted 106 people from 22 U.S. states plus Mexico, Canada, and Colombia in 27 vehicles while traveling across the state. The 3-day average calculated yield for the fields that will be harvested was 30 bushels per acre. And while an estimated 8.1 million acres of wheat were planted in the fall, the Kansas wheat crop has suffered from a multi-year drought, which has robbed the state's yield potential and resulted in many abandoned fields. The official tour projection for total production of wheat to be harvested in Kansas is 178 million bushels, indicating that tour participants thought abandonment might be quite a bit higher than normal at 26.75%. The production number is the average of estimated predictions from tour participants who gathered information from 652 fields across the state. Based on May 1st conditions, NASS predicted the crop to be higher at 191 million bushels with a yield of 29 bushels per acre and abandonment at 18.5%. Yields in areas between Wichita and Manhattan were better than what participants had seen earlier on the tour, improving as they moved north, averaging 44.1 bushels per acre. For fields that have not yet headed out, scouts used an early season formula model to calculate the potential yield of the fields. The model uses an average head weight based on 2013 to 2022 Kansas wheat objective yield data, and for the fields that had already headed, attendees were able to use a late season formula to calculate the yields based on the number of wheat heads, the number of spikelets, and kernels per spikelet. The formulas are provided by the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service. The formulas do not take into consideration variables such as weed pressure, disease, and pests. Tour scouts didn't see much disease pressure this year with the drought conditions. The tour captures a moment in time for the yield potential for yields across the state, as these yields are still up to 6 weeks from harvest, so a lot can happen during that time to affect final yields and production. The unofficial start to summer has arrived, the season for backyard barbecues, road trips, ball games, and basking in the sun. But AAA Kansas reminds that the period between Memorial Day and Labor Day is also a season of increased risk, especially for teen drivers on the roadways, making those summer days the 100 deadliest days of the year. More than 7,300 people died nationwide in crashes involving teen drivers from 2012 to 2021 during the 100 deadliest days, the period between Memorial Day and Labor Day, and that's nearly half of the number of those killed in teen driver crashes for the entire remaining months out of the year. In Kansas, 105 people were killed in crashes involving teen drivers aged 15 to 18 during the 100 deadliest days from 2012 to 2021, representing 34% of all vehicle crash fatalities during that 10-year period. According to the Kansas Department of Transportation crash data, there were 11,507 vehicle crashes in all of 2021, which is the latest data available, involving teen drivers ages 15 to 19, and 40 of those crashes included fatalities, and 2,878 of those crashes resulted in injuries. Sean Stewart, the public affairs manager for AAA Kansas, said there are more daily deaths from crashes involving teen drivers during the summer months than the rest of the year because teens tend to have more unstructured time behind the wheel as they commute to summer jobs, enjoy summertime activities, and spend time with friends. AAA recommends that parents take time now to both model safe driving behaviors and help ensure their teens practice them as well. AAA encourages teen drivers to double down on staying focused when driving, buckling up for every ride, and driving within the posted speed limits. And parents should also take this opportunity to talk to their teens specifically about the dangers of impaired driving. In Nebraska news, multiple staff members at the Nebraska Reception and Treatment Center were assaulted by inmates on Wednesday. The Nebraska Department of Correctional Services said five staff members were taken to a local hospital with suspected stab wounds. And two additional staff members were injured when they responded to the scene, but they were not assaulted. None of the injuries were life-threatening. Officials said the three inmates involved in the assault were intoxicated and three weapons have been recovered. Corrections Director Rob Jeffries said in a press release that violence towards staff members will not be tolerated, and those who choose to perpetrate these acts will be dealt with accordingly, which includes internal discipline, risk mitigation, and through the judicial system. The Nebraska State Patrol is investigating the assault, and the findings will be presented to the county attorney. A Grand Island man will spend 17 years in federal prison after trying to traffic methamphetamine into Nebraska. U.S. District Judge Brian C. Buescher sentenced William Packer on Wednesday, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office. Packer got 151 months in prison for possessing methamphetamine with the intent to distribute and 60 months for possessing a firearm during a drug trafficking crime. On April 6 of 2021, Packer was in a vehicle that was pulled over in Norton, Kansas, where he ran off and dropped a backpack that had 4.5 pounds of methamphetamine inside. The driver and another co-defendant identified Packer as the man who fled, and they told law enforcement that he was bringing the methamphetamine to Nebraska for them to sell. 6 months later, Packer was arrested on a warrant for that offense. The U.S. Attorney's Office said law enforcement found three firearms, 1.6 pounds of methamphetamine, and $16,060 in drug sale proceeds. Packer will serve his sentences concurrently, then spend 5 years on supervised release. His co-defendants pled guilty to drug conspiracy and will be sentenced this June. According to the Nebraska Department of Transportation, weather permitting, a railroad crossing project will begin tomorrow, June 2nd, on U.S. 136 in Oxford. The crossing repair work is being done by the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railroad, and drivers should follow the marked detour. This work is anticipated to take 2 days. Motorists are reminded to drive cautiously in and near work zones, to buckle up, and to put their phones down. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
According to the Kansas Department of Transportation, a project to improve a portion of U.S. 36 in Norton is expected to start on Monday, June 12th, weather permitting. The work will include a full-depth pavement reconstruction starting just east of the U.S. 283 junction and ending at the east city limits, and new curb, gutter, and sidewalks will also be installed. During construction, westbound traffic will be restricted to one lane through the work zone, and eastbound traffic will be detoured via U.S. 283, Main Street, and Eagles Road. A 12-foot vehicle width restriction will also be in effect. The project is scheduled to be completed in October, conditions permitting. Vox Periga Construction of Newton is the primary contractor, with a total contract cost of $2.6 million. The project is part of the Kansas Department of Transportation's City Connecting Link Improvement Program, which helps cities maintain, repair, and improve highway routes that are located within city limits. For more information, you can contact the Norton City Administrator, James Maru, at 785-877-5000 or the Kansas Department of Transportation Area Construction Manager, Dan Moore, at 785-302-6200. The State Conservation Commission will hold its regular meeting on Tuesday, June 6th at 1 p.m. at the K-State Southwest Research Extension Center in Garden City, and a virtual meeting option can also be accessed on request. The SCC consists of 5 elected commissioners, 2 ex officio members representing the Kansas State University Agriculture Experiment Station and Cooperative Extension Service, and 2 appointed members representing the Kansas Department of Agriculture and the U.S. Department of Agriculture Natural Resources Conservation Service. The Kansas Department of Agriculture Division of Conservation consults with the SCC to protect and enhance Kansas's natural resources through the development, implementation, and maintenance of policies, guidelines, and programs that are designed to assist local governments and individuals in conserving the state's renewable resources. For more information or to request a copy of the agenda, you can contact the Kansas Department of Agriculture, DOC, at kda.doc@ks.gov. Ag Valley Co-op Board of Directors is pleased to present $500 scholarships to high school seniors across Ag Valley Co-op's trade territory who plan to further their education at a higher institution. General Manager Jeff Kregel wishes the students congratulations and best wishes for the future. After reviewing this year's applicants, the Board of Directors selected recipients that include locally from Northern Valley High School, Stephanie Whitney, who plans on attending Cloud County Community College to study business, and from Norton Community High School, a reporter who plans on attending Fort Hays State University to study elementary education, Tate Schultz, who plans on attending Colby Community College as undecided, and Colin Brooks, who plans on attending Sterling College to study pre-physical therapy. Ag Valley Co-op is a member-owned agricultural cooperative established in 1953 that serves communities in West and Southwest Nebraska and Northwest Kansas. For more information, you can visit agvalley.com, or you can follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, and YouTube. The Norton County Community Foundation has announced its 2023 scholarship recipients. A total of $24,450 was awarded to Norton Community High School seniors and or second-year college students from six different funds held at the Norton County Community Foundation. The funds, their cumulative award totals, and the recipients include the Candace Gay Memorial Scholarship of $500 to Lucas Kinney, the Del O'Connell Scholarship for a total of $20,000 to Avery Stark, Kara Cox, Colin Brooks, Cooper Bailey, Dylan Hawks, Ellie Katz, Erica Miller, Kayla Donahue, Kelly Donahue, Colton Field, Lakin Lanier, Lauren Shoemaker, Lucas Kinney, Nolan Juniman, Olivia Miller, Rylan Wildeman, Sean Ward Anderson, Silas Jones, Wesley Brooks, and Wyatt Hammond. The Durham Family Scholarship of $750 to Jefferson Otter, the Glenn and Wilda Bowman Family Scholarship of $1,000 to Taylor Mapes, the Norton Community High School Alumni Endowment Scholarship of $1,000 to Colin Brooks, and the Norton Rotary Scholarship of $1,200 to Ella Carter, Avery Porter, and Garrett Urban. Lindsay Peterson, the Director of Development and Operations, said they're excited that the Norton County Community Foundation was able to facilitate the scholarships for these 25 recipients. And as always, they want to thank their donors, whose commitment to education will make a big difference in the lives of these students. For more information about scholarships, you can call the Norton County Community Foundation at 785-874-5106. And for more information about the Norton County Community Foundation, you can visit their website at nortoncf.org. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, there's a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, it's going to be mostly cloudy with a high near 80 and a south wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour with gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. For tonight, there's a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Should be mostly cloudy with a low around 60 and a southeast wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. On Friday, showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm. Otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy with a high near 80. And on Friday night, showers and thunderstorms are likely before 10 p.m. And then showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 10 p.m. And should be mostly cloudy with a low around 58. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Saturday, there's showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm. Otherwise, it should be mostly cloudy with a high near 77. On Sunday, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms, and then showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 1 p.m. It should be partly sunny Sunday with a high near 80. On Monday, there's a slight chance of showers, and then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m. Should be mostly sunny with a high near 83. On Tuesday, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 85. And on Wednesday, there's a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Should be sunny with a high near 87. Currently, with mostly cloudy skies, it is 63 degrees. The humidity is 83%. The wind speed is south at 6 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.93. And the dew point is 57 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 823.
Are you living with pain and discomfort in your feet, legs, thighs, or butt? It may be a sign of a serious health problem called peripheral artery disease, or PAD. The most common symptoms of PAD are burning, aching, numbness, or discomfort in your leg or hip muscles while walking. A higher quality of life is possible. If you have any kind of recurrent leg pain, talk with your doctor. Describe when it happens and how it feels. Go to heart.org/PAD to learn more.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Create new memories on your adventures with Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid cards at United Northwest Federal Credit Union. When you're ready for your next adventure, keep it going smoothly with our convenient app to manage your money wherever you are. CU Money cards are compatible with mobile wallets. Secure and funds are quick and simple to access. Get your Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid card today at United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Caster. Kevin McCullough shocked a lot of Kansas Jayhawk fans when he announced he was going to withdraw his name for the NBA draft and return to KU for a super senior season to use his COVID year of eligibility. And Michael Swain of Fog.net joined WIBW Radio in Topeka. He discussed Kevin McCullough coming back to KU and what exactly is going to fit in with his role will be in this arcanation of the Kansas basketball team. And more importantly, what's the number one skill McCullough's going to look to improve on to improve his NBA draft stock going into his final year of collegiate eligibility?
I think really the big thing that it sounds like is McCullough is going to want to come back and showcase the three-point shooting. And I think if you were to look at what happened to Jalen Wilson's three-point shooting, right, where he's pretty poor, you know, two seasons ago and really improved it last year, I think there's got to be some reason to believe that, you know, Kevin can at least improve. I don't know if he's going to be 37, 38% from three, but hey, can he just get above 33%, you know, be average? I think that would be a huge step forward for him and probably into making him some money in the NBA next offseason.
KIN Sports. I'm Fulton Caster.
Let's be honest. We all know the reasons why it's important to quit smoking or vaping, but sometimes it's hard to take the first step. That's where we come in. The Kansas Tobacco Quit Line provides free one-on-one coaching for Kansans who are ready to quit smoking or vaping. Our trained coaches will create an individualized plan to help you quit tobacco and fight cravings. Visit ksquit.org or call 1-800-QUIT-NOW.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and...
In order to take care of others, begin by taking care of yourself. Norton Medical Clinic is here to get you started on the right path. If you are a Medicare patient, it's important to schedule your yearly wellness visit with your primary care provider. This appointment includes routine measurements, reviewing your medical history and current prescriptions, along with personalized health advice and advanced care planning. Make yourself and your loved ones a priority and schedule an appointment today. Our providers at Norton Medical Clinic look forward to serving you through all stages of life.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's check the weather.
Good morning. Over the last 24 hours, we've had nearly 5 inches of rain that fell in Overbrook, about 2 3/4 inches in Rossville, and nearly 1.9 inches in Ottawa. Further in southwestern Kansas, another 0.7 inches fell in Meade. We're seeing some scattered storms developing again across parts of southwest, central, and northeast Kansas. The first of several disturbances are moving through. We are expecting storms to slide to the northeast as far as the Kansas Turnpike. Additional storms may redevelop this afternoon as we heat up along and near some boundaries. One or two of those could be on the strong side. Our next system arrives tonight with more widespread rain expected Friday and Saturday as a trough of low pressure moves in. In northwestern Kansas, scattered storms with a high 75. Rain chances 60% in north central Kansas with a high 82. In northeastern Kansas, our high 85. Cloudy with a few thunderstorms in southwest Kansas, are high in the upper 70s, low 80s in south central Kansas, areas of thunderstorms upper 80s in southeast Kansas. I'm meteorologist Dan Holliday.
As we look at the early calls today, we did see, it looks like some higher cash trade this week already, reported at 171 in Kansas, but a lot of it has to do with what we're seeing with the flooding rains in portions of the Texas Panhandle, even getting more this morning as well. So that situation not relieved as of yet. And we'll wait and see what they think as far as the cattle loss is concerned, because it is definitely that as far as what we're seeing out there. We'll just have to, hopefully, it will start to settle down somewhat, too. Higher grain trade across the board. Wheat futures up 12 to 13, corn up 7 to 9, and soybeans up 20 in the overnight trade. This is the Kansas Ag Network.